Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply.
So the inevitable is happening in college football, and the Big 12 can survive it. The question becomes, how does Big 12 Commissioner Brett Yormark play his hand here? I'm Pete Mundo. We're Heartland College Sports. Thank you, as always, for joining us as a part of the show. And make sure that you are subscribed right now to the channel. Some of you think you are, but you're not. So here's what's going on. We found out on Wednesday of this week that the College Football Playoff Committee, or I should say the powers that be in college football, the power brokers, are nearing a deal to change the seeding process next season and eliminate first-round byes for conference champions. This was first reported by CBS Sports. So this would now be a straight seeding model. Instead of, like last year, Arizona State got the 4 seed, they would probably have had the 11 or 12 seed. They want to get rid of the byes for conference champions and just say, you know what, we're going straight seeding. Why are they doing this? Well, this is happening because Oregon got a really tough draw. Oregon was the 1 seed. They were the only undefeated team in the country. They won the Big Ten, and their reward was having to eventually face national champion Ohio State. Number 2 seed, Georgia, emerged from its toughest schedule in years as SEC champ, and they had to square off against eventual runner-up Notre Dame in its first game. And then in the second round, you had 5-seed Texas getting to play basically the 12th team in the playoff based on like the AP poll, Arizona State, while 1-seed Oregon had to play number 6-ranked Ohio State. So there's no way to totally protect a team here. That's not possible, to protect a team from running into a hot juggernaut like Ohio State last year, but they want to get rid of that. For the Big 12 Conference, the Big 12 can survive it. The Big 12 is capable of surviving it. I've said that I wanted Brett Yormark to stand firm on this because there's millions of dollars at stake for the Big 12, and that's something else that was overlooked in this conversation. Arizona State made millions of dollars more just by having a bye and technically getting to that second round, which they didn't necessarily earn from a rankings perspective, but because they were a conference champion and the fourth ranked, highest ranked conference champion, they got the bye, which means they got a few million dollars more into their coffers and for the Big 12 as well. So that was something that Brett Yormark was very skeptical of. He said, if we're going to give up this, and it's not a guaranteed automatic buy. It's not. I mean, look at last year. The ACC did not have an automatic buy. Oregon, Big Ten, SEC, Georgia. Then you had Boise State. And then, of course, you had Arizona State. So the ACC didn't have one. Clemson got to the playoff, lost to Texas, but the ACC did not get one of those 4 byes. The Big 12 did. And Brett Yormark has said, we've got to protect ourselves monetarily. And the thing with the college football brokers is to change this by this season, which is what they want to do. They have got to have unanimous support. They've got to have it across the board. So that means everyone's got to buy in. 10 FBS conferences and their commissioners and Notre Dame have to be on board to enact this for this season. So Brett Yormark could literally be the poison pill. The report from CBS suggests that they don't want to be that. they have no interest in being the poison pill. The ACC doesn't want to do it, and the Big 12 doesn't want to do it. And the reality is right now, Jim Phillips, the ACC commissioner, and Brett Yormark, the Big 12 commissioner, have to be on the same page. They can't backstab each other. They've got to be coordinating together. They're stronger together than they are apart. The Big 12 cannot go at this alone. And Brett Yormark's a savvy business guy. We know that. He's no dummy. He's not going to go on a kamikaze mission here, nor should he. As much as I've said before, I want to see the Big 12 stand up to the SEC. If he's got no one to play ball with, if Jim Phillips is not on board, then it doesn't matter. There's nothing that he can do. So right now, what Yormark has to do is try to figure out a way to protect the Big 12 conference, the Big 12 brand, and try to make it so you're not getting royally screwed here monetarily and losing potentially millions in the process. Because now what's going to happen is the top four seeds could all be SEC Big Ten teams. And they'll get the buy, and they'll also get the millions of dollars out of it. So it's just making the rich richer. And I'm not sitting here as a socialist. Trust me, that's not my gig. If you know me, that is not my jam. But in sports, when you want to create an equal playing field, which the NFL does better than anybody, and the NFL has the best competitiveness in all of American sports, it's the most equal in terms of playing field and opportunity, and it's why, in part, the ratings are the best, okay? Baseball doesn't have that. The NBA doesn't have it. The NHL doesn't have it. The NFL does. There's a reason for that. So if you want to create this world where the SEC and the Big Ten just get stronger and stronger and stronger and more powerful and more powerful and powerful, this is a way to do it. But Yormark, I think, is a guy who's playing the long game here. Because for the first time, you're hearing the ACC and you're hearing the Big 12 say, you know what? We've got something to work with. We're willing, in the words of Jim Phillips, the ACC commissioner, this format change, quote, may be the right thing for us to consider. And the sources say that they're expected to potentially approve this within the month. So things have changed, and they've changed dramatically. Now, what I hope is not going is I hope the Big 12 and the SEC, or the Big 12 and the ACC, are not being put in a spot where they feel like, hey, the SEC and the Big Ten, they're dangling this carrot. If you want to survive, go along with us here. Trust me, the SEC and the Big Ten will screw you as quickly as they can, whenever they want, to appease their ultimate goal, which is world domination in college football. The Big 12 and the ACC should not fall for that. And I'm not saying that they are. I'm just saying they better not fall for that. By the way, would you like the video right now if you're watching us, YouTube? We appreciate that. Same thing on the Facebook page and the podcast. While you're watching, literally just pick up your phone and make sure you're subscribed and hit that 5-star rating and review. We would really appreciate you doing that. Now, what is a best case scenario here for the Big 12? There is a best case scenario. There is a scenario where the Big 12 could actually end up okay. The Big 12 does not have that true blue blood, right? We've talked about this a lot. The Big 12 also, as no conference does, has a round robin anymore. There is a world where if things break just right, the Big 12 could end up in a spot where it's getting two of the top six or seven seeds. Am I predicting this? No, I'm not. Certainly not this year. But in a conference that is as unpredictable and as topsy-turvy as any, you could end up in a Big 12 championship game that has an undefeated team versus an undefeated team. You could have a one loss versus an undefeated. If the one loss team wins, where are they at? Where's the undefeated team dropped down to? You certainly could have a situation where the Big 12 is still getting buys in the college football playoff. That world very much exists. And I'm not suggesting it's this year. It obviously would not have been last year. But with the Big 12 trying to find its footing and figure out which one of these teams and programs can be consistently elite at the top of college football, you could go back to the first year of the playoff. That would have been, what, 2013? Baylor-TCU. We know what happened there. Of course, they both ended up on the outside looking in. But that was a prime example where a little bit different because they weren't in a conference championship game at the end of the season. The Big 12 had not brought back the conference championship game by then. But 2014 is what that would have been. But that's a prime example where you've got two elite teams. Neither of them are true blue bloods. And in that scenario, I believe at least one of them is getting a bye. They should at least under that scenario. So that possibility does exist. Not likely, but that possibility does exist for the Big 12 Conference. And I think it's important for Big 12 fans to remember that that possibility does exist as well. So just want to make sure that that is out there. And of course, throw your comments and questions in on the show right now. Happy to take them here at Heartland College Sports. I'm Pete Mundo. We have got you covered on everything Big 12 Conference, top to bottom, all the time. And this is something that's likely happening, and the Big 12 will be able to survive it. And frankly, I don't think they have a choice in the matter.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Men, if you're ready to reclaim your edge, listen up. I used to be held back by constant bathroom trips with multiple wake-ups during my sleep and looking for restrooms whenever I was out. Then I discovered Better Man. After just 2 months, I started experiencing fewer trips to the bathroom, less urge to go, and I even slept through some nights. I feel a noticeable boost in my overall well-being, even sexual stamina. It gives me the freedom and confidence to live life on my terms. Better Man is clinically tested and trusted by thousands of men over 25 years. Ready to take back control? Go to BeBetterNow.com to order your supply today. That's BeBetterNow.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed. Individual results may vary.
Brett Yormark knew that. Jim Phillips, the ACC commissioner, knew that. So now they got to plot their next move. And that's where I think these two guys' heads are at this point in time in the college football, you know, rapidly changing world that we find ourselves in. So that's what's going on there. Now, what else is happening in the world of the Big 12? Well, there's a lot. But I was thinking about this in the last couple of days. I was thinking about how Netflix has officially announced a new show focused on Deion Sanders. You might have seen that. I saw comments from the ACC Commissioner Jim Phillips talking about how they are so excited for Bill Belichick at UNC. They think he's going to bring great ratings to college football. They can't wait to watch him. ESPN was jumping on UNC football before the ACC could jump on ESPN. And I thought to myself, are we heading into a world where in the transfer portal era, guys moving around all over the place, and this will eventually slow down once we get this stuff squared away, the coaches become in some ways the bigger drivers of this sport. College football has always been driven by star coaches, right? That's been the case. I mean, if you're a Big 12 fan, you can go down the list. You can go to the old Big 8 days, obviously. I mean, like Barry Switzer, you go into the Big 12 era. You go to Bob Stoops. You go to Mack Brown. You think about some of the legendary coaches who were just staples in this conference for so long, right? Bill Snyder, Mike Leach. I mean, these guys were rock stars. Gary Patterson at TCU, and you still have him. Mike Gundy's a star. Had a terrible year last year, but he's a star. Kyle Whittingham, Utah, same kind of situation. But in an era where people are looking for that thing to drive NIL donations, to drive enthusiasm for a program, it may not be the move of just, hey, who's the up-and-coming coach? There might continue to be this, like, who's a celebrity coach? And even a guy who hasn't done it and hasn't proven it necessarily at a high level. And Deion Sanders hadn't. But no one's going to deny that the Deion Sanders hire for Colorado has been a massive success. You can't possibly come to any other conclusion. I don't care how bad they are this year. This has been a massive success for Colorado from a college football perspective, from a university perspective, from an enrollment application perspective. It has been tremendous. Unbelievable exposure for that university. Bill Belichick's about to do the same thing to UNC football. Now, UNC doesn't need it. UNC is an elite institution, but you'll always take the publicity, especially when UNC is obviously known as a basketball school first. But Bill Belichick is the driver of that. They're playing TCU week one. That game is in prime time on Labor Day. That may be the most watched game in week one of college football. And there are some big time games in week one of college football. But in terms of the ratings, Monday night ending a Labor Day weekend in prime time, no real competition. That game with Belichick on the sidelines against TCU and Sonny Dykes may ultimately take the cake. That could be, by far, the most watched college football game of week one, maybe one of the most watched college football games of the entire season. That's how big time that can be. And that is something that college football is realizing. The ACC is certainly realizing. ESPN knows, and UNC is obviously well aware of, too. So I don't know how many of those are out there. There's only a handful of people that would possibly move the needle, like a Deion Sanders and like a Bill Belichick. And in the end, if UNC can't win and Bill's being led around on a leash by that little 24-year-old he's dating, which is just totally creepy and beyond bizarre, then none of it's going to matter. They'll become a laughingstock real fast. And it will go down as one of the biggest mistakes in modern college football coaching history at UNC. But if it does crash and burn, that is also going to be a spectacle in and of itself. So that's where you've got to look at this and say, man, will coaches start going that route? Or should I say, will universities and programs start going that route? That is something that has to be watched really closely as well. And I think it will be when all is said and done. We are getting closer to the start of the season. I know it's a mile away. I know. Some of you are like, what do you mean, Pete? We're getting closer. It's May. Yeah, it's May. But I say that to make us all feel better, to get us excited for college football, because you want that and I want that, right? We have kickoff times. I mentioned TCU and UNC. Farmageddon will be obviously in Ireland this year, and that is going to be an 11 o'clock Central Time start. So you're going to get K-State, you're going to get Iowa State, you're going to be in Dublin. Well, you're not going to be there. I'm not going to be there. Some of you might be there. If you're going to be there, let us know how Dublin is. But you're going to get that game at 11 a.m. Central Time, and obviously that's the primo week zero game in college football this year. I still inherently don't like it. I get it's made for TV. It's not really about the diehard fan. I hate losing a home game for Ames or Manhattan and the revenue that comes along with it to put these two teams in Ireland. But I know some people that are going, and they just can't wait. I mean, they are just on cloud nine getting ready for that trip. And you know what? If you can pull it off and do it, that's fantastic. More power to you. But I just never liked the idea of hurting one of these great local college town economies to play in Dublin, Ireland, or even a neutral site game. Like, if this game was in Kansas City at Arrowhead, it might be cool. I might like it, but it would not be something I would want to see done with any kind of regularity. Because when you're taking money out of the pockets of small business owners in Manhattan and Ames, count me out of that. I am in no way a fan of that at all. At all. We did get win totals. If you didn't see this, we got win totals from Circa this week for the Big 12 regular season over-under win totals from Circa Sports. And look at the Big 12, man. You can't make this up. Every team in the Big 12 is between 8.5 and 5. Nobody's more than 8.5. Nobody's got less than 5. Okay? That's amazing. Arizona State's at the top, 8.5. K-State's at 8.5. Texas Tech's at 8.5. At the bottom, Oklahoma State and West Virginia are at 5. And we wrote about this on the website, and this has been a topic on our forums, which I hope you would join at heartlandcollegesports.com. Free forums, great way to interact and hang out with fellow Big 12 fans. But West Virginia fans are hot and bothered by that low win total, or at least what they perceive to be a low win total. And Oklahoma State fans are like, man, I hope we can get to 5. So that is fascinating to me. Two teams, both at 5 wins for the over-under, and one fan base that has been down in the dumps forever now, it seems like, at West Virginia. They're like, we're going to crush that number. Rich Rod's the man. Rich Rod for president. Maybe governor's the better way to put it. And in Stillwater, the consensus is like, I don't know, seems a little high at 5. It's like, Mike Gundy is a top 5 to 10 coach of his era. I know they went 0-9 last year. But here's the thing. We're going to learn very quickly whether or not Mike Gundy is fried. It will be very evident, I think, early in the season, whether or not, you know, Mike Gundy hit the transfer portal hard and has completely revamped the program and understands what he needs to do to win in this NIL transfer portal era. Or we're going to find out if they are not even close to being ready for prime time. They've got Oregon on the road week 2. They come home 2 weeks later for Tulsa. Then it's Baylor, Arizona, Houston. You know, they'll be favored in at least 2 of those 3 games. They'll probably be favored. They'll definitely be favored, barring something unforeseen against Houston. Maybe not. I do like the direction of that program. Arizona should be favored over, but once again, it's the Big 12. That home game against Baylor in late September is fascinating because Baylor's a team that I think should end up winning or competing at the top of the Big 12. They finished strong last year, a lot of great pieces back, great quarterback. I mean, maybe those underrated player in the Big 12 at running back in Washington. So I like them a lot. But Stillwater's a tough place to play. Mike Gundy pulls off games like this, you know, early, late September or mid-late September at home. Stillwater's popping. It's 95, 100 degrees on the field. Now, Baylor's not going to be bothered by that, but you get the point. That is like Mike Gundy written all over it. But Baylor's damn good this year. So we'll be sitting there, I think, in early October knowing, did Mike Gundy fix this thing? Or is there a conversation to be had here? And that is something that I know it seems like, this is just my perception from afar, it seems like Oklahoma State fans are okay with having that conversation, to be totally honest. So there at the bottom, UCF is at 5.5. I was surprised that UCF had a higher win total than Oklahoma State and West Virginia. Same thing with Arizona sitting there at 5.5. Going up from there, Cincinnati and Colorado both right on the 6 number. TCU is at 6.5. Houston at 6.5. So it's interesting to me that Houston finds itself right in the middle of the pack with 6.5 wins as the over-under. The casual Big 12 fan probably would not have put Houston right in that middle of the pack for win totals in the preseason. And then you've got Utah, Kansas, Iowa State, BYU, and Baylor. That is 5 teams at 7.5 wins on the over-under. Baylor, BYU, Iowa State, Kansas, and Utah. That is wild. This league is so fascinating and is going to be so out of control and is going to be such a crapshoot. I don't want to rush anything, but do you realize how entertained we are going to be in the month of November in a way that other conferences are not going to be able to sniff within a mile of what this league is going to have? That's how good it's going to be for us. And every single one of you, barring maybe a couple of teams, should feel like if this thing breaks just right, we're going to be in the mix in November to reach a Big 12 championship game. That's nuts. Desert Devil writes here, it's not a crapshoot. Arizona State's going to run the table. It really is that simple. I love you guys at Arizona State, but please don't get cocky. Please, this is the Big 12. Don't get cocky. I know you went worst to first last year, but don't get cocky. We had an Arizona State fan make this point in our forums. Like, they want to hammer the over on 8.5 wins, but then they're looking at the schedule and they're like, okay, I like our team. Obviously, you got a lot to like about this team, but I'm going on the road week two. I know it's Mississippi State and they're way down, but still, SEC road game is never easy. But this was the official quote from Sun Devil Chris on our forums. I could see Arizona State going 12-0, but I could also see them going 7-5. At Utah, at Iowa State, at Baylor, likely to be three tough road games. Slip up at home against TCU or Texas Tech. Mississippi State's not great, but a road game against the SEC is never easy. Sun Devil Chris adds here on the forums, you can talk me into the over or under for the Sun Devils. My gut says they get to 9 wins, but who knows? And that's coming from an Arizona State fan. So that's where this conference is just so incredible, where you can talk yourself into 12-0. You could talk yourself into 6-6. That's the Big 12. And that is what is going to make this such a fun and fascinating season in a way that, you know, we saw some of last year. We may top it this year, and I cannot wait. I'm Pete Mundo. So glad you're here on the show as always. Pete, I really think this from Pokemon Kid Entertainment. I really think that K-State's the big winner. I'm a Mountaineer fan. That's how I feel. Well, K-State could be the big winner. I mean, listen, I think that K-State's going to be a team that if they are not in a Big 12 championship game at the end of the season, not win it, but if they're not in it, that fan base is going to be disappointed. And I would say they would have a right to be disappointed based on what they've got coming in and what the expectation should be. But their schedule's tough. It's backloaded from the standpoint of after Iowa State, North Dakota, Army, Arizona, UCF, that's their easiest stretch. Then it's Baylor, TCU, Kansas, Texas Tech, and then you close Oklahoma State, Utah, Colorado. Colorado, Oklahoma State may be down. Utah, I think, is going to be a big surprise this year for a lot of folks. And then, you know, I think Kansas is going to be much better as well. Jalen Daniels figured it out at the end of the year, and that completely changed the fortunes for this Kansas team. So that's where K-State fans should be at right now. They have no reason not to believe that this team can play in a Big 12 championship, which obviously gives them a very good chance of being in, and will be in most likely, the college football playoff. So that's where that's at right now. And I love the name Pokemon Kid Entertainment. I have not seen a Pokemon card since, probably the late 90s, maybe early 2000s. I used to collect them as an early teen, didn't we all? At that point, right? I'll never forget. I don't know if I've ever shared this story publicly. When I sold a Charizard at a card store, one of those, what do you call them? Hologram cards, I think it was. Hologram Charizard I sold. Probably 12 years old, maybe, so 2000, give or take. And sold it for $20, bought a pack of cards, Pokemon cards. And I had every single card in the pack that I just bought when I sold that Charizard, I think you'd call it hologram. I think that's what you call it. So, yeah, you're bringing back some memories there with that name. And I'll leave you with that here on the show. I'm Pete Mundo. Thank you guys as always. Make sure you're subscribed to the channel. It does make a big difference here on the show, more than you may realize. So thank you. Share with a couple of buddies. We appreciate you hopping on. And as always, our merch shop is open. If you send us your ideas on what kind of merch you want us to make, creative thoughts, creative images and graphics and ideas, we will send you a lot of free merch. Just email me, Pete Mundo, at heartlandcollegesports.com. And hop on those forums. We'll talk to you soon. Have a great day.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Men, if you're ready to reclaim your edge, listen up. I used to be held back by constant bathroom trips with multiple wake-ups during my sleep and looking for restrooms whenever I was out. Then I discovered Better Man. After just 2 months, I started experiencing fewer trips to the bathroom, less urge to go, and I even slept through some nights. I feel a noticeable boost in my overall well-being, even sexual stamina. It gives me the freedom and confidence to live life on my terms. Better Man is clinically tested and trusted by thousands of men over 25 years. Ready to take back control? Go to BeBetterNow.com to order your supply today. That's BeBetterNow.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed. Individual results may vary.